may be seated in the presence of the Lord. We're going to be reading from James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Let us pray. Dearest God, we thank you and we praise you for your word. I don't know what I would have done without it. You've taught me so much, and it's such a joy to be able to share it with your people. Would you take this broken preacher, O God, hide him behind the cross, and use him for your glory. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer. And God's people said, amen. Our lives will be different as we travel to this new normal. COVID-19 has seen fit to reorient our lives to the degree that our vocabulary has permanently changed. Words like COVID-19, social distancing, masks, shutdown, health department, CDC, and the list goes on and on a daily basis. Our lives won't be the same, at least our generation's lives won't be the same. Right now, we're learning to live a new normal. And the last thing I really want to do is even mention COVID-19 because we hear it all the time. However, it's a reality that we don't manage, but we manage our lives within this new reality. And just because I don't want to talk about it very much means that it's going to go away, because it's not. We've got a long road ahead. And as I've prayed about this over and over again, I know that in particular, I've got to find the best way to lead all of us through, as well as the session lead all of us through this COVID-19. This church is not a hiding place from the traumas of life. But trauma happens to us just like anyone else. The Bible is clear that God makes it to rain on the just and the unjust. COVID-19 has touched all of us, either directly or indirectly. My cousin, Christine Bland, was the matriarch of our family. And she was about 83 years old. She passed away during the COVID crisis. And now understand, we're very close to our matriarch. We went to her 80th birthday. We learned from her. I learned the word rancid from her. You ever heard the word rancid? That word, if somebody smells rancid, that's really bad, you know? And so it just, things like that, ways in which she was a dignified woman who endured severe racism in the South and North Carolina. And so she was never angry, just full of grace and love and forgiveness. And when she passed away, we actually had to look at her funeral on a computer. We couldn't go to her funeral. And it really, I don't know what, well, of course it hurt more that she had passed, but this distance that we couldn't make up because of the virus, I think we were in the second month of the shutdown, and it really let us know we are in for a long, hard journey. She sang in her church. She sang in her church choir. She was a faithful deacon. And again, we wept and sang in front of a computer and attempted to honor our cousin Christine's life. COVID has touched all of us either directly or indirectly. Our lives will be different as we travel to this new normal. Elderton Presbyterian Church, we can continue to become a church which lives right with God, overcoming the challenges of COVID-19. The church is 2,000 years old and has been through more than we could ever imagine. It has seen its share of problems and has survived and thrived. The wisdom the Apostle James applies to being a healthy Christian church is from Jesus Christ himself. God wants his people to be spiritually healthy even while we endure the COVID crisis. God provides wisdom to you and I, which transcends facts and figures and transcends COVID-19. God desires that his people be filled with love, which overflows into the banks of society, drawing those attempting to find the new normal living in COVID-19. Our scripture reads, "But the wisdom that is from above is pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and of good works, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace." God has provided, through the power of the Holy Spirit, health for our souls. As Dr. Scott McKnight, professor of New Testament at Northern Baptist Theological Seminary, says, he says, "Healthy Christians live according to God's moral order through special scriptural revelation, personal experience of God, natural revelation, and the traditions of their ancestors, and the observations of both humans and nature. Wisdom is always associated with God's love." As a matter of fact, in Proverbs, it says the beginning of wisdom is knowing God, loving God. Elderton Presbyterian Church, let's continue to live and love God every single day. Don't be drawn into arguments. Don't be drawn into fights. Love God with all your heart and walk according to his word. We can become the church that lives right and with God, overcoming the challenges which prevents our best spiritual health. In other words, becoming a healthy Christian church is living for real. A healthy, robust Christian church is detailed in our passage this morning. The Apostle James does not leave us in a mental lurch concerning the characteristics of a healthy Christian community. As a matter of fact, church, he lets us know living for God in the present state is not easy. Now, living for God without COVID-19 was hard. Now we've got to be in COVID-19 and live for God in this present environment. And it takes our participation in this corner of Pennsylvania to continue to be a healthy Christian community. Because as I assess now, and I believe I have it on good authority, that I know you. You are a healthy church. Now, of course, when I say you, I mean me too, because I'm a part of the church now. You are a healthy Christian community. I've seen some of the sickest communities you could ever imagine, where people are angry with each other all the time, fighting each other all the time. I don't know how they make it in on church on Sunday. I'm looking for a thunderbolt to strike us all down. Amen. Right? I know that's imagination because God doesn't do that, but there are unhealthy churches out there, and we are a healthy community of faith. We are a robust community of faith, and we can continue to be that way even while we go through these changes. Our church is spiritually healthy, but we've got to make sure it stays healthy. This morning, I was eating breakfast at Krause's with the graduates. Do you know how healthy they are because of you? Now, none of us are perfect. We all got our dysfunctions, but they are healthy because you love them. And a sausage omelet helps too. I'm real healthy this morning. Right? Right? People of God, I'm telling you, it's just such a joy to see they have their whole lives in front of them. They're graduated. They know where they want to go. You don't think you had a part in that? Of course you did. That's why we've got to remain healthy. That's why we've got to love each other through this crisis. How do we continue to be a healthy Christian community while in the midst of COVID-19? How do we grow from this experience? What measures must we take to give God glory while continuing to grow as a healthy Christian community during COVID-19? Well, first, our scripture teaches us that we have to humble ourselves. Humbling ourselves is indicated in the first part of the verse, which it means willing to yield. The first task of humility is to humble yourself to God's wisdom. Godly wisdom first begins with our commitment to Jesus Christ. Humility is a call requiring a response. For us to live in heavenly wisdom, we must be committed to living for Jesus, not only in church, but in our homes. Tensions can build while we're going through this. Tensions can build within families. Look, we all love each other, but to be around each other for 3 months in a row, oh, y'all looking at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. You want somebody to go ahead and go away, right? Well, this is the time to be patient and humble with one another. So humble yourselves to God, because we don't know what's coming down the pike. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if they're going to shut down the state again. Our state is confused, just as confused as we are. One day we're here, the other day we're there. So we just don't know. That's why it's important for us to remain a Christian loving community, loving each other. So first, humble yourself. Second, be gentle to others. Jesus asked us to take his gentleness upon him. In Matthew 11:28-30, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If there was anybody who was gentle, it was Jesus. And we have that yoke upon us. That's whom we learn from. John Wesley had this for rule of life. He said, do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever you can. Be gentle to others during the darkness of COVID virus. And third, have good fruits. Now allow me to read this verse again. But the wisdom that is from above is pure and without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Our text this morning matches a great deal Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, where they talk about the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love. It is peace. It is joy. And those are the traits we want to live in while we're undergoing this. Right? Though love is patient, love is kind, 13 of 1 Corinthians. So please, please remain healthy while we go through. For the coming weeks, I will be concentrating on our new normal. And I'm going to be preaching out of the book of Deuteronomy. And the title of the series is going to be Living on the Boundaries. We're living on the boundary of something very new in front of us. And what that will be, we don't know, but God is in front of us, behind us, and on our sides, and in us. He will take us through. I'll be concentrating on living. We will need the kind of direction which only comes from God's word, power through the Holy Spirit, and intent to maintain a spiritually healthy church. Humbling ourselves, being gentle to others, and bearing good fruits will not only sustain us, but we will experience God's blessing also. Right now, we have to live where we're living. So let's live in the reality of this pandemic, but live for real in it in Jesus Christ. Let us bow our heads. Dear God, for weeks there's been so much going on. Every day we're hearing of new numbers of people catching the virus. And if we listen even longer, we hear of people dying of the virus. You have blessed Armstrong County, and we know that that is true. You've blessed us to worship together, and we will continue to do so. You blessed us, O God, so that we can bear witness of your love and light in this part of Pennsylvania. Help us, O God, to bear witness of your love and light to others. There are people asking questions about what's going on. Is it the end of the world? Is what's going to happen? Are we all doomed? No. We are a healthy Christian community. We're loving each other, and we're living in Christ while worshiping together. Help us to continue to be strong in you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake I ask this. And God's people said, amen.